Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome everybody here tonight.
Vítejte tady všichni dneska večer.
Especially we are happy to have some of our friends from India here.
A zvláště jsem rád, že tady máme nějaké indické přátele.
All of India is celebrating Diwali today.
Celá Indie dneska slaví Diwali.
Huge day. I think millions of tons of firecrackers are burned up in India over the night.
Myslím, že taky dneska v noci budou střílet lamps tuny pyrotechniky.
And it's a joyful day.
Je to radostný den.
So I would not like to talk about that right now, although I should actually, but let me talk about something very interesting.
Takže budu mluvit o něčem velice zajímavém.
Something philosophical.
Něco filozofického.
We have the attempt by modern scientists, by physics.
Moderní vědci se snaží dneska
to find out what the origin of the universe is.
Najít původ vesmíru, zjistit.
You have in Switzerland, you have this enormous particle accelerator by the institution CERN.
A v Curychu, jo, je ten urychlovač částic velký na nějaké univerzitě.
Where by help of magnetics, the huge 22 kilometers diameter particle accelerator, particles are accelerated to a high speed and then by a curve jammed onto each other. And this one tries to find, basically speaking, the origin of the universe.
Takže oni tam honí ty částice dokola 22 kilometrů a pak je nějak namíří proti sobě a tak se snaží zjistit, co je původem vesmíru.
I'm not a scientist, but it gives you some idea, the attempt to understand the origin.
Takže vědci se snaží takhle porozumět tomu původu.
But from Vedic scriptures we can understand that it is not possible for humans to understand the origin of the universe. Because it is beyond physics.
Z vědeckých písem víme, že pro lidské bytosti není možné pochopit původ vesmíru, protože ten není fyzikální.
It is not possible to understand me, Naham Prakasha. Yogamaya Samavita, I'm covered by my Yogamaya. And then Krishna says, Mudo yam navijanati, fools cannot understand me.
Krishna říká v Bhagavad Gita, že mu není možné porozumět, protože je zakryt svojí májou a že mu hlupáci nerozumí.
By pratyaksha, direct perception, or even anumana, by mental speculation, or even scientific research, we cannot understand the origin of the universe.
Takže pratyakshou, smyslovým vnímáním, nebo anumánou, nějakým intelektuálním uvažováním, ani vědeckým bádáním nemůžeme zjistit původ vesmíru.
The origin of the universe, and in fact the entire creation, is beyond physics. It's coming from Krishna.
Protože celý původ vesmíru ve skutečnosti, celá všechno ostatní je mimo fyziku, pochází to z Krishny.
If we listen to Shabda Brahma, to the information that comes from Brahma ultimately into this material world, then we can understand that the Karanadaka Shai Vishnu, which is an expansion of Krishna, an expansion of the expansion, is Krishna and Balaram and then the four quadruples, and then from then Shankarshan, and ultimately there comes the Karanadaka Shai Vishnu, the Purusha Avatar. He is manifesting trillions and trillions of universes every moment from his breath and from his pores.
A dozvídáme se, že Karanadakasha je Vishnu, který je částí Kršny. Kršna se expanduje na Baladevu a Baladeva na Sankaršana, na ty čtyř ruke, teda ty čtveřice podob, a potom přichází Karanadakasha je Vishnu, tak oni tvoří vesmír. Miliardy vesmíru. Miliardy, miliard vesmíru.
Almost unlimited universes.
Nesčetné množství vesmíru. Vychází z jeho pórů na těle.
And you cannot understand Krishna.
A Krishnovi nelze porozumět.
Our brain is not sufficient.
Náš mozek na to nestačí.
Just like in the morning I was saying, you bring a mouse in here, she cannot possibly understand what's going on.
Jako jsem říkal ráno, když sem přineseme myš mezi nás, ona nebude vědět, co se tady děje.
Because it's in a different dimension.
Protože žije v jiném rozměru.
Just like if you want to meet a friend, say in a big department store in Prague.
Jako když budeme chtít se setkat s nějakým známým v nějakém velkém obchoďáku v Praze.
And you at 6 o'clock, yeah, he's not there.
A dáme si sraz v 6 hodin, on tam není.
Call him up, hello, where are you?
Zavoláte mu, kde jsi?
He said, I'm there.
A řekne, já jsem tady.
But you don't see him.
Ale vy ho nevidíte.
And if you would look at Google, then exactly the same coordinates, both in the same coordinates, on a two-dimensional level, same coordinates, but still they don't see each other. Why is that?
Takže oni jsou oba dva někde tam na stejném patře, ale jeden druhého nevidí. Proč to je?
Anybody has an idea?
Ví někdo proč?
They'll never see each other.
Nevidí se.
Although they're in exactly the same spot.
I když jsou úplně na stejném místě.
Because one is upstairs, the other one is downstairs.
Protože jeden je v horním patře a druhý je v dolním patře.
In the third dimension.
Ale jsou ve
So they're not just three dimensions, they're unlimited dimensions.
Takže neexistuje jenom tři rozměry, ale neomezené množství rozměrů.
We don't have access to because we live in the envelope of a three-dimensional envelope.
Ale my k ním nemáme přístup, protože žijeme v takové trojrozměrné obálce.
And just like for example today we were discussing in the morning that when Krishna blows his buffalo horn.
Jako dneska ráno jsme mluvili.
To invite his crowd friends to have a lunch in the forest. Not only millions, trillions, quadrillions, unlimited cowboys and unlimited cows become visible. This is impossible to conceive in a human mind.
Ráno jsme mluvili o tom, že když Kršna zaduje na svůj roh, tak se objeví miliardy krav, telátek a pasáčků a to je naprosto nepochopitelné.
And all this happens in a village that you can point out in the Vrindavan Kshetra. There's a village where this took place.
Je ve Vrindávanské oblasti je vesnice, kde se to přímo stalo.
The village is not bigger than maybe a mile, maybe maximum.
Ta vesnice nemá ani 1,5 kilometru.
How can you understand that trillions and trillions, quadrillions of cowboys playing with Krishna?
Jak potom můžeme pochopit, že na tak malé ploše si miliardy chlapců hrajou s Krishnou?
Completely beyond our conception of space.
To je mimo naše pojetí prostoru.
Not possible to understand.
Není možné tomu porozumět.
In the same way, how can we understand that when Krishna looked into the mouth of Mother Yashoda looked into the mouth of Krishna because a friend said he had eating dirt and she saw the whole universe in Krishna's mouth. How do we understand that?
Stejně tak, jak můžeme pochopit to, že když kamarád žaloval na Kršnu, že jedl hlínu, tak matka Yashoda se mu podívala do ústa a viděla tam celý vesmír. Jak porozumět tady tomu?
Beyond human capacity.
To je úplně mimo lidskou schopnost.
And then she sees the universe and she sees different planets and finally she sees planet Earth and then she sees continent and then she sees the Indian subcontinent and then she sees Uttar Pradesh and then she sees Mathura and Vrindavan and she sees how she looks into Krishna's mouth. And what does she see? Whole universe and planets, etc., and it goes all the way back till she finally sees herself in Krishna's, looking into Krishna's mouth, seeing the universe, and it goes on and on indefinitely.
Takže ona se mu dívá do úst a vidí tam celý vesmír a v tom vesmíru planetu Zemi a na té planetě Zemi indický subkontinent a na něm tu oblast Uttar Pradesh, ten okres a na něm tu Mathuru a v ní ten Vrindavan a v tom Vrindavanu vidí sebe. Jak se dívá Kršnovi do úst a vidí tam celý vesmír a v tom vesmíru vidí planetu Zemi a na té a tak dále, pořád to jde takhle do nekonečna.
It is very naive to think that we can understand the origin of creation.
Takže je velice naivní se snažit porozumět původu stvoření.
Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Sarva Karana Ishvara Parama Krishna, the supreme controller is Krishna.
Krishna říká v Brahma Samhitě Ishvarah Paramah Krishnah, že nejvyšším vládcem je Krishna.
Satchitananda Vigraha, his body is not Bhumi Apunalo, it is not earth, water, air. Satchitananda Vigraha, the form Vigraha is Satchitananda, is eternally knowledge and bliss.
A jeho podoba je Sachitananda Vigraha, věčná a plná poznání a blaženosti, není jako tady to tělo z těch prvků materiálu. Anadi Radir Govinda znamená, že je příčinou všech příčin.
And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I'm the cause of everything. The whole creation rests upon me. The wise who know this, they worship me with their whole hearts.
Krishna říká v Bhagavad Gita, že je zdrojem celého stvoření a všechno na něm spočívá, a ti, kdo to vědí, ho z celého srdce uctívají.
Then he says there is no truth beyond me.
A pak říká, že neexistuje vyšší pravda, než je on.
Trillions of universes, quadrillions of universes are resting on me. Like pearls are strung on a thread.
Miliardy vesmíru na mě spočívají jako perly navlečené na šňůře.
And so we cannot never ever be able to conceive deeply the greatness of Krishna.
A proto nikdy nebudeme schopni opravdu do hloubky vnímat Krishnovu velikost.
The scientists increase in knowledge again and again, a step, another step, another step, another step. But it's eternal. They never go and be able to come to the end. Like Mother Yashoda, she tried to catch Krishna, and she had a rope. She bound Krishna, and then she saw the rope was too short. And she got another piece of rope. She extended again. She couldn't, and she extended 500 times the rope, and she couldn't catch Krishna because he's just as Krishna. You can't catch him.
Takže vědci neustále jakby nastavují to svoje poznání o kousek, vždycky o kousek, ale nikdy nemůžou dojít k cíli, protože je to věčné. Stejně jako matka Yashoda svazovala Kršnu provazy a vždycky kousíček scházel, tak se to snažila nějakým způsobem nastavit.
In the same way, our friends who are running the CERN particle accelerator will never be able. Now they talk about a God particle already. That's good. They're getting there. But once they get there, then there will be more, and there will be more, there will be more. There will be one scientific theory will be discovered, another one that undoes the present paradigm, and again another theory comes up. They're gone forever, and they just become confused.
Takže oni tady
confused what to believe.
Prohání ty částice a teďka dospěli k tomu dokonce, že má nějakou božskou částici, což je dobré, ale to není konec. Ono zase bude něco dalšího, dalšího, dalšího.
And the Krishna says, only by undivided devotion no service can I be understood as I am standing before you. Because he says to Arjuna, because Krishna actually stands before you, right there, and we can't see it. We see some form, yes, but the depth of the form or the dimension of the form of Krishna we cannot, not possible.
Takže Krishna říká Arjunovi v Bhagavad Gita, mohu být tak, jak tady před tebou stojím, mohu být pochopen pouze naprostou oddanou službou. My nemůžeme pochopit, my můžeme vidět tu podobu božstva, ale nechápeme tu hloubku.
Lord Shiva, he was told by Krishna, it is said in, what is it, Purana, I forgot, in Padma Purana, I think, that he was told to Shiva and Parvati that he should go in Kali Yuga as Shankaracharya, and he came as Shankaracharya.
Takže Krishna říká Shivovi, aby přišel v Kali Yuze jako Shankaracharya, on přišel.
And he presented a huge philosophical paradigm of knowledge.
A představil velké filozofické paradigma poznání.
By the end of the day he said, Bhadra Govinda, Bhadra Govinda, Bhadra Govinda, Muda Mate, you fools, just chant Hare Krishna.
A na konci říkal Bhadra Govinda, Bhadra Govinda, Muda Mate, vy hlupáci, jenom uctívejte Krishnu.
Philosophical speculation in the world ultimately does not lead to perfection.
Protože veškerá filozofická spekulace tohohle světa nevede k dokonalosti nakonec.
We can understand only by Krishna's grace. Blessing has to come from above.
My to můžeme pochopit jenom Kršnovou milostí, to požehnání musí přijít z hůry.
And then that we get, that blessings we all get, if we do our best.
A to požehnání dostaneme, když se budeme co nejvíce snažit.
And then Krishna does the rest.
A potom Krishna udělá zbytek.
That's what it comes down to. We have to do our best, and then Krishna does the rest. Not by our own endeavor alone can we understand God.
Takže to je to, jak se říká, my musíme udělat to nejlepší a Krishna udělá zbytek nejenom naší vlastní snahou bez milosti Boha.
There are two ways to understand knowledge. One is called prayer by one's own endeavor, and one can only go so far. And the other one is shreya, that one depends on the mercy that comes from the top down.
Dva způsoby pochopení, poznání jsou prejach a šrejach. Prejach znamená vlastní snahou a šrejach znamená, že to přijde ze zhora.
There was in the 17th century an argument in the Sri Sampradaya.
V 17. století měla Sri Sampradaya nějaký nedorozumění.
Of Krishna relates to a human.
Jak se Kršnova milost vztahuje na lidské bytosti. A měli dva modely. A jeden z nich byl, že nemusíme nic dělat, Kršna nám dá svoji milost a my pochopíme.
It's just like a cat, a little cat. A kitten is carried by the cat in the mouth. And she doesn't have to do anything.
Jako malé kotě, které nosí kočka v tlamě. A ono nic nemusí dělat. Kočka skáče ze stromu na strom a v tlamě má to kotě. To byl jeden model. Takže se jenom modlíme, Bože, dej mi svoji milost a čekáme, až ta milost na nás spadne, ale můžeme čekat dlouho.
Our relationship is not like a kitten to a cat. Our relationship is like a little monkey to his mother. He has to hold on to the mother, and then the mother will carry him.
Dospěli k závěru, že to ten náš vztah ke Kršnovi není jako vztah kočky a kotěte, ale je to jako vztah opice a.
I live in Vrindavan. If I leave the door open for a moment, and I'm in my workroom, and I hear patch something falls on the ground, I know the monkeys are raiding my kitchen at every moment. I can't leave the door open a second. They're just waiting for it, you know.
Jako ve Vrindavanu, tam, když jsem v tom svým ášramu, tak tam pracuju v pracovně, najednou rána a opice jsou v kuchyni, vteřina, jenom člověk nechá otevřený dveře a oni hnedka tam vlítnou.
I must say, the monkeys in Tamil Nadu are much more, how do you say, cultured than the monkeys in Uttar Pradesh. I mean, you know, they are just thieves, you know, rogues and thieves. Huh? Is it?
Takže ty.
I mean, the Uttar Pradesh, in I stayed in Kota Kanal for some time. They wait for the prasadam. You know, almost as full as ants. You throw them and then they eat it. But in the Vrindavan, they go through your throat, you know, if you're not careful, and bite you sometimes.
Huh? In Tamil Nadu ty opice jsou takový úctivě, čekají na ten kus jídla a pak ho dostanou a pomaličku ještě sepnou ruce a poděkujou, kdežto v tom Uttar Pradeshi člověku ještě nabančí.
So you know how the monkeys are like in the north. You know? What the monkeys are, they're a plague. Yes. Modi should collect all these monkeys and airdrop them over Pakistan. every Indian Hindu enjoys his thought. So how do I get there? Okay, so that's the relationship, that the mother does the work, but the child has to hold on to the mother.
Takže to je ten vztah jako těch opic, že ta malá opice se musí té mámy držet, vyvíjet nějakou svoji aktivitu.
The child has to do the best to hold on to the mother and then the mother does the rest.
Dítě
a very simple picture.
Dítě se co nejvíce snaží držet té mámy a máma dělá zbytek. Tak to je velice hezký obrázek toho, jak nám ta milost přichází.
And one of Prabhupada's disciples, Prabhupada is all spiritual. Is he here behind me or where? There? Okay. He was asked, Srila Prabhupada, can you save us? He said, yes, I can, but you have to do the work. That's the same idea. You have to do the work. It's not that, you know, we just do nothing, you know. And like Krishna, they think they can do any damn thing and Jesus is saving them. They will be surprised, you know. It's not, you have to clean up your act and then God, Jesus will help you.
Tak jak Prabhupáda se ptal jeden žák, jestli Prabhupádo, můžeš nás zachránit? Prabhupáda říkal, ano, ale vy musíte udělat tu práci, ne jako křesťani, že se modlí k Ježíši a čekají, že on to udělá.
God brother of mine, who was it? Satsvaru Maharaj. He was running a temple in Boston, Massachusetts, and they were very poor in the beginning. This is now 50 years ago. And so at that time, they took all the money they had and decorated the altar very gorgeously and sent a picture to Prabhupada how gorgeously the altar is decorated.
Takže Satsvaru Maharaj vedl chrám v Bosnu před 50 lety a byli velice chudí a jednoho dne vzali všechny peníze, které měli a bohatě za to ozdobili oltář a vyfotili to a poslali fotku Šlovi Prabhupádovi.
And so Prabhupada called me and said, how come you have so much money that you can decorate the altar so gorgeously?
A Prabhupád mu volal a říkal, kde jsi vzal tolik peněz, že můžeš tak bohatě zdobit oltář?
So we had money, we spent all the money for the flowers.
A on mu napsal, nebo řekl, že na to utratili všechny peníze, které měli.
And then?
A Prabhupád říkal, a potom?
We just depend on Krishna.
A my jsme jenom záviseli na Krishna.
Just to feed us.
Že nás musí nakrmit.
Prabhupada, the idea is very nice to depend on Krishna, but we have to do the work and then Krishna will help us.
Tak Prabhupád mu říkal na to, že to je jako dobrý nápad, správné pojetí, že nám Krishna pomůže, ale my musíme udělat tu práci a pak nám Krishna pomůže.
Like Arjuna, you know, he didn't want to fight, you know. Classical example.
Arjuna, jemu se nechtělo bojovat, takový klasický příklad.
He became sentimental when he saw his relatives with the Kauravas on the other side.
Byl přemožen sentimenty, když viděl své příbuzné na té straně Kurovců. A když je člověk v takovém postavení kšatry, tak nemůže být sentimentální.
Say for example, you're a policeman.
Řekněme například, že jste policista.
And you see your uncle breaking into a shop.
A vidíte svého strýčka, jak se vloupává do nějakého obchodu.
You cannot say, well, it's my uncle and therefore I look into the other way. You can't do that. You have to arrest him.
Nemůžete říct, je, to je můj strejda, dívat se na druhou stranu. Musíte jít a zatknout ho. Jste policista.
It's no question of getting some money under the hand. That's not dharma, you know.
Není otázka toho dostat nějaké peníze, nějaký úplatek, to není dharma.
I learned this. I remember we were parking in Indira Gandhi Airport. We brought someone to the airport, and a cop came, and he grabbed into the key and pulled the key out, and sat very comfortably in his car waiting for us, and we couldn't drive off. So I went there, you know, with a money under my hand, like this, and he pulled 100 rupees or whatever it was out of my hand, and I got the key. So it is not that it is dharma that you if you do something wrong, you talk to the uncle of your brother, of your sister, of your mother, who happened to be the top cop to get away with murder. You know, Lalu is not exactly dharma. He's world famous. Lalu, the chief minister of Bihar. People in Germany want to make a film over him because of the photo scandal. Right? He gets away with murder, but that's not dharma.
Takže jednou jsme parkovali v Dili.
You don't know Lalu, that's the thing, you know. He's one of the biggest crooks, famous crooks of India.
Ten Lalu je takový známý zločinec v Indii a v Německu o něm chtějí natočit film, tak you know.
So he has to rest. And Arjuna didn't want to do his work. He was a kshatriya. The other side had cheated them out of their kingdom and committed so many auspicious activities. And so therefore Krishna said, you have to fight. These people are into adharma, and dharma is that you fight. He didn't want to do that. He was sentimental.
Takže Krishna říkal Arjunovi, ty musíš bojovat, tady tě připravili o tvoje království a musíš teďka bojovat a nebýt sentimentální.
Then Krishna convinced him that he had to fight, and finally after he taught Arjuna, he said, yes, shishyasyaham sharimam tvampapanam, and now I'm your disciple and a soul surrendered unto me, tell me what to do.
Takže Krishna ho pak přesvědčil a Arjuna se mu odevzdal, říká, já jsem tvůj žák a teď mi řekni, co mám dělat.
And then Krishna said, fight for the sake of fighting. You know, this is your dharma. And he fought And Krishna infused him with enormous power to do that. He defeated millions of people, one person.
Krishna mu řekl, bojuj jenom pro to, aby zbojoval, protože to je tvoje dharma. Arjuna to udělal a Krishna ho obdařil obrovskou silou porazit své nepřátele a zabil spoustu lidí.
How is it possible?
Jak je to možné?
Krishna Shakti, by Krishna's power.
Díky Krishna Shakti, díky Krishnově síle.
Later on, when Krishna left the planet, Arjuna was caught by some coward boys in the field, and he said, "I'm the same Arjuna. This is the same Bogandiva, and I'm caught by these people. God's mercy has left me," and that was true. Krishna was not supporting him at that time.
Takže když Krishna opustil planetu, potom Arjunu přepadli nějací pasáci a on byl stejný Arjuna, měl stejný luk Gandiva, přesto nebyl schopen je přemoci, protože už neměl tu Kršnovu milost.
If somebody has the mercy of Krishna, he can do amazing things.
Když někdo má Kršnovu milost, může dělat úžasné věci.
Like even our spiritual master, he came with $7 to America. He was practicing being penniless and lived in broken houses in the beginning. But as time go on, Krishna sent him a huge amount of people that listened to his bhajan and to his lectures, and now we have just in Delhi we have 13 temples, massive temples, and all of India we have 400 temples. This is just the beginning, and they had the other week or month they had some sort of a Zoom, extended Zoom, and there were more than 1 million college boys, all interested in Krishna consciousness, listened to this newscast, you know, I mean, unbelievable, you know, how this can happen. It will be many millions as time goes on, you know, because India is waking up to spirituality. Come,
yes.
Can you? You remember what I said? No? I don't remember either.
Šla Prabhupád přijel do Ameriky ze $7 a žil v takových rozbitých domech a potom mu Krishna poslal obrovské množství lidí, jenom dneska máme kolik 13 nebo 14 chrámů v Delhi jenom a teďka byla nějaká Zoom, nějaký přenos, který sledovalo milion nějakých školáků.
What was Prabhupada's secret?
A co bylo to tajemství Prabhupády?
The secret was that he simply tried to follow his spiritual master.
Jeho tajemstvím bylo, že se snažil pouze následovat svého duchovního mistra.
He was very poor in Vrindavan originally.
Prabhupád byl velice chudý ve Vrindávanu, když byl.
He was running a huge medical corporation and then somehow other it fell to pieces and so he went to Vrindavan to take sannyas and so he was lying in winter in Vrindavan, I mean, this is really cold. I already booked my ticket today, 15th of December, that's it. I fly to Ahmedabad and from there to Mumbai, etc. I keep myself in that area because Vrindavan is too cold for me. You know? Yeah.
Takže Prabhupád ležel ve Vrindavanu v té zimě, je tam strašná zima, já tam teďka přiletím a pak poletím do Bombaje a dál, protože tam se nedá být, tam je pro mě strašně chladno.
So he was lying on a straw mat in the cold of the winter and he had high fever.
Takže Prabhupád ležel na zemi jenom na na té proutěné madraci a měl horečku.
And his godbrothers came and said you have to buy a bed otherwise you die. His godbrothers.
Jeho duchovní bratři za ním přišli a říkali, musíš si koupit postel, jinak umřeš.
And Prabhupada said, I want to use every paisa for book distribution.
A Prabhupada říkal, já chci využít každý halíř pro vydávání knih.
There we go. That tapasya, you know, that austerity gave him so much success. Success, you know.
Tohle to odříkání mu dalo tolik úspěchu.
Just look, I have Narendra Modi. There was a 30 years ago about. There was a life member, ISKCON life member that I met maybe even 40 years ago, on a train to Gujarat to Ahmedabad from Delhi, and he told me a story that years ago, he was taking the same train in first AC at that time, which was two benches, but no benches, no. How do you say, no higher benches to lie at night. Four people can travel during the day, but only two people can sleep at night.
Takže je to asi 40 let, co jsem ve vlaku potkal v Indii jednoho životního člena. On mi vyprávěl příběh, že několik let předtím jel nějakou tou první třídou, kde byly jenom dvě postele na spaní, ne víc.
So two RSS people came in and they had these white pants. I mean, I see them all the time in narrow place in the park. They're exercising in the morning, you know. Heavy, all people, you know, greeting each other in a very, how do you say, in a very soldier kind of way. So they came in and they can maybe sit here with you. Yes. So they both went they were called both pairs, the two RSS men and the couple, husband and wife. So when it came, the night came, the RSS people said, we will sleep on the floor. No, you're older than us. You have to, no, you may be younger, but we are used to that. So finally, the young people agreed. And so the guys, the older guys from the RSS were sleeping on the floor, and the couple were sleeping on the bench. Did you get that?
Yeah. Takže potom tam k němu přišli nějaký ty lidi, co tam sportujou v Indii a dohadovali se tam, kdo kde bude spát, tak ty starší lidi, ty sportovci potom jako spali na zemi a ten mladý pár spal nahoře.
Yeah, and so when they came to Ahmedabad in the morning, the young couple, you know, thanked them very much. I mean, we would not have been able to sleep on the floor in a train. And thank you very much that you helped us. Can you give us a card? I would like to visit you in Ahmedabad, the young man said.
Takže přijeli do toho Ahmedabadu a poděkovali, ten pár poděkoval jim, že spali na zemi, že oni by to jako na té zemi nedali.
You have an office here. Yes. So he went. So before, he went home and he looked at the card, Narendra Modi. That's why he has power, you know. That's why, you know. There's a long history. The man is a lifelong brahmachari. That's no joke, you know. And these type of people we need as politicians. You know, the leaders have to be very strong.
And no, takže
not some wimps who are cheating their way from one election to the next, you know. Not some Congress wimp, you know, that you don't need. It doesn't help us, you know. Rahul is not fit to be in that, right?
Yes.
I understand all that, you know. I learned from Mr. Advani a lot. I knew him actually. and so, how did I get there? In any case, doesn't matter, huh? Yeah, he had class, you know. I mean, he was a fighter, you know. He was incredibly dedicated to Krishna, and that gave him the Shakti. Krishna Shakti Vinanata Pravartana. He gets that Shakti from Krishna to do something. Without Krishna's, in the morning we lectured on this point, that without Krishna you cannot even scratch your head. You cannot see anything without Krishna. The body is not under your control. The body is under the control of the super soul, you know.
Takže Šla Prabhupada měl ten úspěch díky té šakty, kterou získal právě tím odříkáním.
So with Krishna we can do everything, without Krishna we can do nothing.
S Krishnou můžeme dokázat cokoliv, bez Krishny nedokážeme nic.
And so with Krishna we can understand the origin of the universe. Without Krishna we fooling ourselves and we fool the whole world, just making lots of money but not coming ever forward with a good conclusion.
Takže bez Kršny nemůžeme porozumět ničemu a s Kršnou můžeme porozumět všemu.
And so the whole world is going to hell. When Prabhupada was dying, I was right there, and somebody gave him medicine, and he asked, did you close the bottle? And something, yeah, I was thinking, why is this such an important thing where the person closes the bottle when you die? And the servant says, no, I didn't. Prabhupada said, that is your disease. He said, all of you, you know how to open bottles, you don't know how to close them. You start so many new things, scientists, situation, you see the whole environmental catastrophe, who caused it? You start so many new things, you don't see the consequences. You don't know how to close these bottles. You know how to open them. You let the genie out of the box. And then, you know, so we are in trouble here. You know, with all our glorious science, you know, because science, it can be very useful, But if people are full of lust, anger, and greed, if they don't have developed spiritual qualities, they will abuse whatever scientists invent. And yeah, whenever some invention is done by scientists, the military will come and use it to kill people. You know, study that. It's simply lust, anger, and greed, which is a predominant factor that motivates people in this age of Kali. And therefore, everything goes bananas. You agree? Yeah, it's as simple as that. Well,
yeah.
No, it's difficult. So it's time to go to bed. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.